Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Junior Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Bobby Brown. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Tom Underwood. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bossetti. The throw from Naerodny and he is safe. Bossetti steals second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bossetti scores. Cardi moves to third. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nordhagen for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naiarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naiarodny takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Naiarodny moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown, who is chasing the ball. Pryor reaches third base with a triple. Naiarodny scores. It's White Sox, 1, Blue Jays, 1. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to second for the out. Pryor scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Washington steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Cerrone drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lemon out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Naiarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naiarodny is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nairodny takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrios covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Washington steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Howell applying the tag. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Nordhagen moves to second. Baylor Moore now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown bunts towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Griffin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Bill Naeratne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naeratne is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Naeratne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pryor takes first base on ball four. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bannister for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive towards third. Howell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen takes first base on ball four. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Mike Proley now pitching. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and has Mayberry trapped. There's the throw to Soderholm and over to Bannister, who tags Mayberry for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bannister fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cerrone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Nairodny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Moore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosetti. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Thad Bosley pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field. Bosetti picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bosetti. Bosley scores. Soderholm moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-3 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Toronto Blue Jays, 1. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.